consumers today have an expectation, the service levels they want. They have an expectation of the environment they want to shop in. And very quickly, I could see and began to realize how, working with Hugh, we could maybe implement some changes to the format of badminton, the layout of badminton. Overall, working to improve the expectation and to improve the environment so that it wasn't just somewhere where we came and did something. It was somewhere where we came, we did something, we went away and remembered it, and we felt we wanted to come back again.
What never fails to amaze me each year when you go through the gates, the creation of what you alluded to in your previous answer, it is quite literally a shopping village. And how important is it to have something for everyone?
It's very, very important. The makeup of the exhibitor stands, the makeup of what is available, I think, too, taking responsibility to ensure there isn't too much of one thing and not enough of another. And at the same time, understanding the age that we live in, understanding the consumer who's coming, what is the age, what is the demographic of that, what is their expectation. And really, as an organizer of an event as prestigious and as internationally recognized as badminton, Hugh and his team have that huge responsibility. And frankly, I'm just delighted if I can help in any way to make it a better experience.
From a consumer point of view, obviously there's the what I call specialist goods, the equestrian items that one can purchase. But for anyone perhaps who's never experienced badminton, you can buy everything and anything, can't you?
There is a wide variety. I think too, as life is changing, as we see new digital things coming on the market, there's also this opportunity for the event to sort of move into the 21st century a little bit in terms of its product offering. I'm thinking through ways in which we can bring some form of digital or electronic or web-based type selling to the event as well. And that's a challenge, but I'm pretty confident that as we go forward, we will see people being able to come to badminton and shop in different ways.
So, Phil, following the research that was carried out last year, mm-hmm. can we see any changes for 2015?
I'm fairly certain that the visitor to badminton this year will notice some changes. I think the experience of being in the retail village, and I'm very hooked on the concept of village rather than event or shopping area. I think the consumer today comes out to a horse trials like badminton, expecting a village in which to do their shopping, a trade stand village rather than a trade stand area. So the word village is important to me, and I think that might sort of come through a little bit in some of the changes that we're going to be putting in place over this year and next year. Also, too, I think it's quite important that there is a connection, more of a connection between the shopping village and the event itself. People like to dip in and dip out, so we need to make sure we've got that taken care of, and there's appropriate signage so people know where they are when they're at the event and where they might have to go to see another horse. Equally, if they're on the cross-country course and their feet are getting tired and it's time for a cup of coffee, how do they get into the village again? So we're trying to take care of all of those things. I think information is key to a good experience these days. And the event will be going to quite some lengths to provide enhanced and more informative information so that people who come here simply have the best day of their life.